We're holding on Tesvov Amud Bey's seven lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday about the question. So Rav had said a concept that in our Mishnah, when you have two interleaved or overlapping Nazirus, one for that he made an independent Nazirus, and the other one that he said, I'll be a Nazir when my son is born. Then Rav had said the 70th day that, so it was a Nazirus for 100 days and then a Nazirus of 30 days. So the 70th day can actually do double duty for both of them. According to Tosfos, it means that that actually total, he's going to be doing only 100 days. And that 70th day also counts as the first day of the Nazirus regarding his son. And according to the Rosh, you're still going to have 130 days, but the point is that you don't end up losing, you don't have to have any extra days when you're growing hair, because again, the 70th day does count as the first day of the new Nazirus, and therefore after that one is done, you're still going to have 30 days for growth of hair. So we were discussing where Rav got that from, because our Mishnah doesn't imply that at all. So Rav must have some opinion. In fact, our Mishnah implies the opposite. So Rav must have some Tana that he's basing himself on. So we ended up saying that he could be going according to Rabbi Yossi in a case of Tumah V'Tahara, in a case where in a case of a Zov or a Zova, where they thought they were Tahar, the Korban Pesach was shechted and sprinkled on their behalf, and now later on in the day it turns out they're Tumah. So therefore we said that the fact that the Korban Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for them at a time when they would have been Tahar had something else not happened, then we consider it that they were Tahar at the time, and only Midrab. So we were saying that maybe only Midrab Banan, or they, we said that they are Tomei retroactively to the beginning of the day, but we said maybe that's only Midrab Banan. Then we said maybe not. Maybe in fact it is Daraisa, but there's a special exception when it comes to the Korban Pesach. So now the Gemara says, Va'afrab Oshia Savar Amafreya Midrab Banan. Rab Oshia also holds that this, that Rabbi Yossi is saying that the Tumah goes, that the Tumah goes Lamafreya, that in other words, in this case over here, we have the Zov, for example, on seventh of his clean days. So he's already tovled, he's waiting for Herev Shemesh, and then he would be allowed to eat Korbanos. Meanwhile, it was Erev Pesach, so they shechted and sprinkled the Korban Pesach for him, and now later on in the day, he ends up becoming Tomei, he ends up having another flow of Ziva. So we said that he's Tomei Lamafreya, retroactively, anything he sat on or whatever back to the beginning of the day is Tomei. But so we said one possibility is to understand that that is Dirabbanan. And the other way we could say is that it is Daraisa, but there's an exception for the Korban Pesach. So now you should know Rav Oshia also holds that that concept is only Dirabbanan. Daraisa, he would be completely Tahar. Daraisa, we would consider in effect that the new Ziva is a whole new thing, not a continuation of the previous one, and therefore he's only Tomei from now on. Which then, again, that would be a support for what Rav was saying. In effect, according to Rav Oshia, we're saying that that day would divide into two. One part of that day becomes the seventh of his clean days, which he needed, and the other part becomes a separate day on which a new Tumah took place. So that would be similar to the way Rav was saying that the 70th day of the guy's Nazirus can count as if it were 2 days. The 70th day is one Nazirus and the first day of another one. So Rav Oshi also holds that way. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. And Rav Oshi begins, Rav Oshi Amar, Avol, now he says, but. Now Rashi in Psachim, this Gemara is also in Psachim, says, but what? What is a continuation of? So the Orach Mishar says maybe it's a continuation of that the previous part of the Braisa talks about a Baal Keri. If you have a person as a Baal Keri on Erev Pesach, then there's no problem shech them Korban Pesach for him. All he needs to do is go to the mikveh. That night, he'll have Herev Shemesh, and then by the time it's time to eat the Korban Pesach, then he's able to eat it. So no problem. So now the Mishnah would say Avol, but there's a contrast on the other hand with a Zov.
In other words, he could be chipping with someone else that's not to be in the base of Mishnah Kalal. He's not allowed to.
Right, he would send it with somebody else. Yeah, and then there's a different point. There are Rishonim and Psachim who say differently that Rav Oshia is referring to a Mishnah in Zov in Masechta Zovim. About a certain case involving a Zov who becomes also a Baal Keri. Does he lose the days before that or not? Anyway,
Which one is worse?
Azov is more serious. He's the one who's Matam and Mishka Ramosha. We need 17 days only if there were two or three times. Oh. No, sprinkling would only be for Par Adam. Azov, if it's one time, is considered like a Baal Keri, even though Ziva and Keri are different in color and consistency, but one time is still considered like a Baal Keri. Two times making him Azov, his Matame, his anything he sits or lies on or whatever. Three times is an addition he needs to, and he needs to count seven clean days. Three times is all of that, plus he needs to bring a carbon. Yeah. Which, by the way,
what's the difference between the Zav and Baal Keri?
The difference is, so the actual difference is that Keri is just regular Zera. It's white, it holds together. A Zav, the substance that comes out of him is off white. The Gemara compares it to the white of a spoiled egg. It doesn't hold together as well. It's more watery or liquidy or whatever. And the Rambam describes also the difference is that Keri comes out. A person is aroused. A man is aroused. Ziva is not necessarily that he's aroused. It just kind of dribbles out. Yeah, it's some kind of sickness. Yeah. So one of those, it doesn't matter the consistency, still makes him considered a Baal Keri. Two times, then he would be a Zav. And three times, he's a Zav and also needs to bring a carbon. Which, by the way, in the Gemara yesterday, we didn't talk about any of the cases where a Zav or a Zava needs to bring a korban, because if they do, then in fact, the fact that they're seventh day, or the fact that they're Tahor day, they're the one Tahor day for Shemer Siyam Keneged Yoyim, the seventh day for a Zav, comes out on Erev Pesach, wouldn't help them because they still need to bring their korban before they can eat Kodshim, and they can only bring their korban the next day. So, in other words, if you have a three-time Zav, the way it would work is he has to have seven clean days after the three times Ziva. Then on the next day, after then he 30 tovels at the end of the seventh day and then has head of Shemesh. Right. Now at that point, you can tovel any time during the day. Most men can tovel any time during the day. He has head of Shemesh. Then at that point, he's allowed now to eat mice of Sheni and Truma and whatever. Kodshim, though, he needs to wait till the next day when he's going to bring his korban. Then after that, he's allowed to eat Kodshim. Same thing with a Zav Agdola. If she had three times Ziva, where again, she needs seven clean days, same thing. She also needs a korban at the end of it. So in those cases, then it wouldn't help that their seventh day was Erev Pesach, because they still can't eat the korban Pesach, because that when would they have to bring their korban? The next morning, and that's already Pesach morning. They can't bring their korban anyway, because it's Yom Tov, but be that as it may, the point is they haven't brought their korban. They can't have brought their korban yet by Erev Pesach. So that's why yesterday we were talking specifically the cases where there's no carbon involved. In the case of a Zava, we were talking about it was a one or two times Zava, where all she needs is one clean day and no carbon. And in the case of a Zav, we were talking about a two times Zav, where he needs seven clean days, but no carbon. Yeah.
And then we learned also a while back that comes running in, even there's a conception to the rule that even after they brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim,
yes, in general, you don't bring Karbanos after Talmud Shabbat Abayim, but if he does need to bring a Karban because he's a Mechusa Kapore, he could bring it at that time after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim before the Karban Pesach. Yes, that's true.
And this is for
any of those cases. Let's say, for example, the same thing with the Zav or the Zava, but say, for example, or Soda or whatever, but say, for example, let's draw out the scenario. The case we were talking about yesterday is, for example, the case we're going to talk about in the Gemara now is where the Zav's seventh day is Erev Pesach. Let's say his seventh day was the day before, was the 13th of Nisan. Now, the eighth day, when he can bring his korbanos, is Erev Pesach. So as long as he can bring his korban, he'll be able to eat Kodshim. But let's say he didn't bring it earlier in the day, then yes, it's true, he can bring it later in the day. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So Rav Oshia says Avol, and again, the Avol may refer to a case involving a Baal Keri. It may be referring to a case in a Mishnah in Zavim involving a Zav who became a Baal Keri. Anyway, so Rav Oshia continues, Haroya Zav Bashvi Shaloi. If a Zav sees a flow of Ziva on his seventh day, which is supposed to be a clean day, Soiser Eschelafanav, then he loses all the days before that. He has to start his 7 days all over again. V'omalei Rabbi Yechanan, now Rabbi Yechanan, who was a Talmud of Rav Oshia, asks, why should it be Soiser? Lo nister ele yoymai, all he should lose is one day. Now, the Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Yechanan asking? Manafshach, why would Rabbi Yechanan say he loses one day? Whichever way you look at it, isosar, if you're going to say that the result of that ziva is he loses days, kulu sosar, then he should lose all the days. Eloi sosar, and if he's not so, lo nistar v'lo yoma, then he shouldn't even lose that day. Why is Rabbi Yochanan thinking that he should lose, but only one day? Now, it's true, there is a din for example, that if a Zav during the seven clean days, if one of those days he has keri, regular keri, then it is true he loses only that one day. But why would Rabbi Yochanan be saying the same thing as far as Zira?
Why aren't they set?
Because keri is, after all, a lighter kind of tumah. So therefore, so it does have to be seven clean days. But if there's keri in the middle, then all he loses is that one day. But if there's Ziva, then on the face of it, he should lose all the days. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that he should lose one day? So the one answer is Ela Ema, you're right. We have to correct Rabbi Yochanan's words and say that he's asking Rabbi Oshia, Loi Nister Veloya. He shouldn't lose even that one day. Why is he losing anything at all?
Because
Mikta Seyem Kekula. We should say it was the seventh day. Mele, if it was the fifth or sixth or whatever day, sure, I agree, he'd lose. But here he's on the seventh day already. We say Mikta Seyem Kekula. So therefore, we should say that already from the morning, it's considered his 7 days of counting are over. And that's it. Then now, the Ziva that he has later in the day shouldn't harm anything.
Well, that should be a new count.
It'll be a new count, but fine. It's only one time. It should be considered like Keri. So V'omale and Rav Oshi answers him. Rav Yosi koi kavasach. You should know that Rav Yosi agrees with you. Where we said before, we learned in the Braisa before that Rav Yosi says that in fact, if a zav has a new flow of ziva on his seventh day, which is supposed to be the clean day, then in fact we said that he's only tomei mikano laba. And that therefore, that's why in that case, if before that last ziva took place, they had shechted and sprinkled the Korban Pesach for him, then he can't eat it because by the time it comes to eating it, he's tamei from the new ziva. But nonetheless, he's still part of Pesach Sheni. Now, didn't Rabbi Yosi himself say before that the guy is actually Tomei Lamafreya, that retroactively any chair he sat on or any bed he lay on or whatever since the beginning of that day becomes retroactively Tomei because it turns out that his new Ziva now on the seventh day does combine together with the previous ones. So it means he was still a Zob. So therefore that shows that Rabbi Oshia also holds that when Rabbi Yosi says Lamafreya, he doesn't mean a special rule that applies to the Korban Pesach, as we said yesterday, Tumasa Tahoim. It's rather because he holds that basically Rabbi Yosi is saying that Doraisa, he would in fact be Tohor. Dirabbanan was saying that all those beds and chairs and whatnot that he sat on during the day are Tomei. So therefore we see Rabbi Oshia agrees with the Svara that we said before to understand Rabbi Yosi, that he's talking only Dirabbanan. And therefore Rav can also hold like that. And therefore Rav gets his opinion from Rabbi Yosi. So in other words, on a Daraisa level, Rabbi Yosi is saying that seventh day counts as two different days. In other words, one as the seventh day of his counting for Ziva, of his clean days, and one as a separate day on which a new Ziva took place that makes him Tomei. So therefore, by the same token, Rav can say the 70th day of the Nazirus counts double as the 70th day and also as the first day of a different Nazirus.
He shouldn't lose this from the 7 days, he shouldn't lose anything.
So this way he doesn't lose anything, right? So Midrabanan, we're going to say anything that he sat on or whatever earlier in the day retroactively is going to be Tomei because it turns out now that this Ziva in a way combines together with the previous ones. It means he didn't have seven full clean days. But in terms of things Daraisa, where at the time the Korban Pesach was shechted on his behalf, he wasn't yet Tomei, then we say he's Potter from Pesach Shein.
Okay. No, he was
Yotze. In other words, the fact that the Korban Pesach was shechted on his behalf, even though in the event he couldn't eat it, because by the time it came to eating it, he's a Zav again. Nevertheless, in other words, if he had been, let's say, for example, it was his fifth or sixth day of his clean days of Ziva, and they shechted the Korban Pesach for him, nothing would happen. That doesn't help him at all. He needs seven clean days, so therefore he would still have to make Pesach training. But now, where it was the seventh day, Rabbi Yosi is saying that that's good enough. It's true the Korban Pesach is meant to be eaten. However, if you have a case where a person at the time of the shechting of the Korban Pesach was perfectly suitable to eat the Korban, or would be that if we continue as we are now, then he would be good to eat the Korban, and something else comes up after the Shechita and the Zrika that prevents that, nevertheless, we say he's potter from making Pesach Shein.
Or if I wouldn't be allowed to, right?
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. So the Gemara asks, now let's figure out what Rabbi Yossi's Svara is. Mechti, let's consider. Now, not so much what his Svara is, but let's consider a consequence of what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying Mechtasayim Kekolai, and therefore he's saying, for example, the seventh day of the Zav counts as a complete day, and therefore if there's a Ziva later on, then a Daraisa level, nothing happens. The question is, though, so Mechti Sova Mechtasayim Kekolai. So you have to ask Zava Gmura, the Maisa Korban, Hechamash Kachasla. How would you ever have a Zava Gmura, a Zava Gdola, who's going to bring a Korban? Let's consider, in other words. So, how does a woman become a Zava Gdola when she has a flow of blood each of 3 days in succession? We said if she only has 1 or 2 days in succession, then she only needs one clean day. So let's consider. Means one after the other, yeah, consecutively. So let's consider. She has a flow of blood. And again, we're talking about during the time between Nida and Nida. Otherwise, she's a Nida. That's a whole other matter. We're talking about... No, giving birth to something else. Okay. We're talking about there's a... The halacha l'moshe b'sinai, there's an 11-day period when each month when a woman can become a Zava. So now, let's say, for example, she has a flow during that time on Sunday. So what do we say? She needs to have Monday as a clean day. And then if everything's good, then that night, Monday night, she'll go to the mikveh, or Monday day, rather, she'll go to the mikveh, Monday night, she'll have a hair of shemesh, and good, she'll be tovah. If she has another flow on Monday, then we push things off to Tuesday. She needs Tuesday as a clean day, she'll go to the mikveh sometime on Tuesday, Tuesday night, she'll be completely tovah. Now, what is a zavah gdola is when she has this 3 days in a row, so Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So then we say at that point, she's a Zava Gdola or a Zava Gmura. Now she needs 7 clean days and a korban at the end. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mechtasayim Kekolai. So what happened? She had it on Sunday. She had it on Monday. Comes Tuesday morning. That's already considered a clean day for her because the flow of blood didn't necessarily start the first thing in the morning. So Tuesday should already be considered her clean day. If later on she has a flow later in the day, based on Rabbi Yossi's Svara, we should say that's in effect considered a different day. So how are you ever going to have a woman become a Zava Gdola? So Kibin Dechazi, but Palga de Yoma, once she had a flow in the middle of the day, Idach Palga de Yoma, Solak Lalashimur. Meanwhile, already the first half of the day has already counted as her Yoma Shomer, as her clean day. Because according to Rabbi Yossi's Svara, we're saying mix the same kikuloi, and we can break up one day into two parts like that. So, because after all, the din is, for example, let's say a woman had flows of blood on Sunday, on Tuesday, and on Thursday, we wouldn't say that makes her a Zava Gdola. It has to be 3 consecutive days. So if according to Rabbi Yossi, the day itself counts as though it was 2 days, then you're not going to have 3 consecutive days. So the Gemara answers, one answer could be that if the woman has a continuous flow of blood without a break, one of consecutively throughout 3 days, or doesn't literally need to be, it just needs to be, for example, from the end of the first day until the beginning of the third day. The point is, you could have where there was no clean time at all on the third day. So then that would be enough to make her a Zava Gdola. So in other words, if it started on Sunday before Shkia, continued throughout Monday, and then continued, let's say, for example, maybe if it continued from Sunday afternoon through Monday morning, and then again from Monday afternoon through Tuesday morning, then she'd be a Zava Gdola, because then you can't say there's a clean day because the beginning of the day already was not. So that's one answer.
It makes her
that she has to need 7 clean days and a carbon.
Oh, yeah. She has to have 3.
That's 3. So that's what we're saying. Yes. Right. But if you, right. So sorry, then I'm, you're right. I'm saying it wrongly. Then in that case, you would have to have, there's one from Sunday. It doesn't have to be 3 separate zivas. It can be 3 separate days. So if you have part of it on Sunday, part of it on Monday, and part of it on Tuesday, that still makes her a Zava Gdola. So if you had continuously from Sunday afternoon until through Monday morning, then there you have 2 days already. Now Tuesday should be her Yom HaShomer. If now instead she also has from Monday afternoon until through Tuesday morning, then Tuesday is not the Yom HaShomer. And at that point, now you have 3 days consecutively when she's had bleeding.
Then she has to have
7 clean days in a Korban. Yeah. So that's one way, even according to the BIC, that would work. Another way of looking at it would be if she had flows on 3 days close to Shkia Sachama, So the first case, tlosa yom b'hadi adori, would be where it was consecutive, where it was continuous, rather. Where it was continuous, it started on Sunday and continued continuously through Tuesday. The other way we're saying that, yeah, it doesn't have to be even that. You could have that she had on Sunday afternoon shortly before Shkia, and it continued into the night. And the same thing the next day. So then there's no time in the day at the beginning of the day that could possibly count as the clean day. So Tosfos actually discusses in some detail over here what would happen, for example, if she has these flows only at night. Would we say that doesn't count? Because would we say that when we say that she needs clean days, can we include clean nights in that? In other words, would we say that the night would count at the beginning of the day, and therefore, so if she had at the beginning of the night, then things were good, then that can still count as one of her clean days? Or would we not say that? Do we need dafka daylight hours to be considered her clean days? So
how much time during the day does it have to be? Without?
Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, apparently very little. So that's the thing. That's why we're saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, if she were to start 5 minutes after Netzachama, then that day still would count as a clean day. That's what the Gemara was asking. So now the answer is that we're dealing with where it went continuously, or where it began before Shkia and continued into the night. So again, Tosfos discusses, is it enough that it continues into the night, or would it actually have to be that it continues into the morning in order for it to not count as a clean day? In any case, the point is, the Gemara was bothered by a point of Yossi, you can never find a Zabug Dola according to his logic, and the answer is, even according to him, you could. It may be rarer than it would according to the Chachamim, but nevertheless, such things can happen.
And according to Chachamim,
it's not an issue in the first place. They don't hold of this concept to a certain extent, we say it's the same for Kulay, but not to the extent that we would say that we break up one day into 2 days.
So
they're according to them. Then in the case of the Zav, and in the case of the last day, yeah, if he has Ziva on that day, he's going to lose everything. Okay. He has to start all over, yeah. Hadron Allah Harin Nazir. Mishnah says, Misha Omer Harin Nazir, a person, pretty much this whole Mishnah, we learned and we analyzed before in connection with the Machlokas of Rav Masna and Bar Pada back on Daf Hei, Daf Vav. So we'll be referring to that over and over as we go through this Mishnah and the short bit of Gemara on it.
It wasn't asked why we have to say it all again.
No, because the fact is we didn't before we said it in a discussion of Amiroyim. The fact is we still need a Mishnah to tell it to us. So let's remember, by the way, that we had the machloikas Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Why is it that Nezirus is 30 days? Rav Masna had said that because the word yiyeh is gematria 30. However, Rav Masna says miktasei in pekoloi. So in principle, you could bring your korbanos on the 30th day, but you're supposed to bring them on the 31st. Bar Pada had said that really because it says the word nazir, or the shodesh nazir, 29 times in the Torah, and therefore really it's only 29 days, and then therefore in principle you could bring your korbanos on the 30th day, but since, as our Mishnah is going to tell us, you can have a case where a person said, I will be a nazir for 30 full days, and then in that case he has to bring his korbanos on the 31st, then Bar Pada says the Chum made a general gzera,
Not to mix it up,
that he should always bring his korbanos on the 31st, and only b'dieved if he brought him on the 30th is he good. So now our Mishnah is going to deal with those issues. The Mishnah says, Misha Omer Harini Nazir. Person says, I'll be a Nazir. So we know, of course, as we learned before, that Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. So therefore, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So he shaves and brings his korbanos on the 31st day. But if he did it on the 30th day, he's Yotze. According to the Masna, because Miktasein Kekoloi, according to Bar Pada, because the Nezirus is over by that point. According to him, Nezirus is really only 29 days. Next, what about Harini Nazir Shloshim Yoim? But what if he says, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days? Im Gilach, Liyam Shloshim, Lo Yotze. Then if he shaved and brought his korbanos on the 30th day, he's not Yotze. Because now he said 30 days, and we discussed in the sugya over there, does it mean just because he said 30 days, or is it that he said 30 whole days? Did he actually say the word whole, or is it he didn't, but once he said the word 30 days, we consider it as if he said whole days?
I want to add lots of mitzvahs.
So then, if he says whole days, you can't say mitzvah same for kola.
No, but if it's 30 days.
If he says 30 days, right, but the point is, we may say that in that case, we consider as though he said shleimim, as though he said complete days, and therefore definitely he has to keep 30 full days, and if not, he's not yotze.
Because life flug?
Because life flug, yeah. Next, not really like plug, but because you might easily confuse one with the other. Yeah. Okay. Next, continues the Mishnah. Mishnah Noza Shtei Nezirus. Suppose a person took on himself two terms of Nezirus back to back. Then he shaves and brings the korbanos for the first one on the 31st day. And the second one on the 61st day, because as the Mishnah is going to go on to say, the day is Olo Lakan Lakan. Even Bar Pada agrees that in that case, you can say it's Olo Lakan Lakan, because in that case, the same way as, for example, a person could take on Nezirus in the middle of the day, and that day counts as the first day of his Nezirus, the same way Bar Pada is going to say, once he's shaved and brought his Korbanos, then his old Nezirus is over, then sure, you can have on that same day a new Nezirus can begin. So what happens? So the 31st day he's bringing his Korbanos, now that 31st day is also the first day of the new Nezirus.
He cut his hair that day, right?
That's the point, even though he cut his hair that day, because same thing. In other words, let's say you have a person took a haircut in the morning, and then in the afternoon he decided, I want to be a Nazir. Still counts as the first day.
If you drink wine that day, doesn't matter.
Also doesn't matter, as long as you can still have the wine. Yeah, you can still have just drunk the wine 5 minutes ago, and now say, I'm a Nazir, and still he's a Nazir. Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure, because Mitzvahs can go...
You can take on Nezirus anytime, yeah.
It's not a full day, doesn't it?
Because then for sure we say Mixisim Kekolai, right?
A bunch of people don't say.
So that's the thing. We said even by Pada, who doesn't hold of Mixisim Kekolai, that would be as far as, for example, saying that that because of that, he should be allowed to bring his Korbanos L'Chatchila on the 30th day. But B'dieved, not even B'dieved, in our case, we're talking about L'Chatchila, he's bringing his Korbanos on the 31st. Definitely, we can say that that day can also count as the first day of his new Nezirus. Because the fact is that he brought his korbanos, his nezirus is over, and once his nezirus is over, then that's it. He can start a new nezirus on that same day.
You wouldn't say you have to make yes when it comes to the 31st.
No, because the difference is it's one thing when he didn't do anything to finish his nezirus. Then we're not necessarily going to say Mitzvah Sanka Kula, if we went to Bar Pada anyway. But here we actually did something to finish his nezirus, bring his korbanos and shave. Then that's different. So he does the first one, the 31st day. And then again, that same day is the first day of the new Nezirus. So now what would have been the 32nd day is also the second day, and so on and so forth. And therefore it comes out the 61st day is the 31st day of the second Nezirus. And he brings his korbanos. But if previously he had shaved and brought his korbanos after the first one on the 30th day, which we said l'chatchila he shouldn't have done, but if he did that, then it's fine. Then the count begins on that day. Then he can shave the second one on the 60th. Same idea, in other words, because then the 30th day is also the first day of new Nezirus, and what would have been the 31st is by now the second day, and so forth. And therefore, the 60th day comes out to be the 31st day of the new Nezirus. So even though he did wrongly the first time and brought his korbanos a day early, and b'dieved is yotze, the second time he should still try to do it on the correct day. To bring the korbanos, yeah, which would be the 60th day, in this case, counting from the beginning. V'im gilach yom shishim choser echad, but if he does the second set of korbanos on the 59th day, yotze, then he's also yotze. Because again, the day can count, l'kan or l'kan. The same way as the first time, b'dieved, he brought his korbanos on the 30th day, he's yotze. The same way the second time, he brings him on the 30th day of the second term, he's also yotze. So therefore, he winds up only having observed Nezirus for 59 days.
Because
the last day, yeah.
I guess the last day is a different hour.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah. And the Mishnah continues. Now you're going to think that's very strange. How does he manage to save 2 days just by doing things with the Eved? But Vizu Eidus Heid Rapapius. Rapapius, in fact, gave Eidus in front of the Chachamim that this is how the Halacha is. And for that reason, this Mishnah is also in Masechta Eidus. A person declared two terms of Nezirus, that if he shaved and brought the korbanos for the first one on the 30th day, then he should do the second one on the 60th. But if he does it on the 59th day, he's yotze, because the 30th day does count as the beginning of the new Nezirus. Now, again, according to Rav Masna, the reason why it would work is in both cases, we're talking that the Daraisa and the Nezirus has to be for 30 days, but Mikhtas Yehem Kekoloi, according to Bar Pada, we're saying that really it already finished on the 29th. The third one, when it was done on the 30th, was done Al Pitora, Al Daraisa, what he did was perfectly valid. There wouldn't have been a problem with that Lachila. Only the Chachamim had told him that he should have waited until the 31st. So now that he did the first one on the correct day, Daraisa, if he ends up doing the second one on the day that's correct, Daraisa as well, then good. Then he's fine. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Misha Omar Hayuni Nazir. Now, if a person says, I'll be a Nazir, Nitmo Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, Soiseres HaKoil, then he loses all the days until now. He has to bring his Korbanos to, he has to wait till he becomes Tahar. He has to wait 7 days until he becomes Tahar. Remember, we're talking Tumas Mes over here, not other kinds of Tumas. So he becomes Tomei Tumas Mes, he's going to have to become Tahar, he's going to have to be Tahar with Pod Adumah water for 7 days. Then he's going to bring his Korbanos Tumah, then he's going to send shave, then he's going to start his Nezirus over again the entire 30 days. And at the end of it, when he finishes it successfully, he'll bring his Korbanos Tahar. So even though, in other words, the point is, it was the 30th day, he was almost done. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama is saying, so sir, it's a call. Now, he also, we have to understand it differently according to the Masna and according to Bar Pada. According to the Masna, it would be Midaraisa, because the fact is the 30th day is still a day that belongs to his Nezirus. Remember, according to the Masna, Nezirus is 30 days. I must say Yom Kekoloi. Fine, that would be one thing when he brought his Korbanos. But if he hadn't yet brought his Korbanos, then we can't see yet say Mikta Seyem Kekoloi, and therefore if he becomes Tomei during that time, then he's so everything. According to Bar Pada, Tosfos says that that who says that really it was only supposed to be 29 days, so this soiser would actually be only dirabon. Because again, we make the gzera, because if he says shloshim yom, then he actually has to be for full 30 days, and he can't bring his korbanos any earlier than the 31st day. So therefore, midirabon, and we say also the 30th day is considered a full-fledged day of his nezirus to the extent that he's going to be soiser. But you're right, midaraisa, he wouldn't have needed to. Now, Tosfos says that he's not going to bring a korbanos of a nazir tomei in that case. The Chachamim can't tell a person to bring korbanos that he wouldn't be chayev in daraisa, because they can't tell him to bring chulam nazara. So therefore, what would happen, according to Tosfos, is he's soiser as hakol, he has to become tomei with the par aduma, and then he has to become tahor with the par aduma, and then he starts the nezirus all over again, but without bringing korbanos tuma, because it's only dirabon, according to Bar Pada's understanding of the Tanakhama, it would only be dirabonon that he's losing any days anyway, that he has to start all over. So that's how it would be. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Enes Soiser Elo Shiva. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says that he's only losing 7 days. So now, what does that mean? The 7 days that he's becoming Tahor from Tumas Mes before he can come into the Bis Mikdash and bring his Korbanos. So in other words, really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's not losing anything at all, but practically speaking, he needs 7 days to become Tahor. So practically speaking, he still has to keep the rules of Nezirus because he hasn't brought his Korbanos yet. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he also has to shave, and he hasn't done that yet either. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't have to start all over. He doesn't have to start his Nezirus all over. He just has to wait till he's Tahor, and then he can bring his Korbanos as soon as he can.
So this happened on the
30th day.
But if it happened on the
22nd, if it happened any earlier, then of course everybody agrees. The Pasuk says that if Nazir becomes Tomei, the Pasuk says, Vayomim Marishonim Yiplu, the earlier days will fall away, ki tomei nizrei, because he became tomei. But here it was the 30th day. So now, according to Bar Pada, the point is that according to Bar Pada, the point then would be that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim. He says, you Chachamim are saying you have to make a gzeira that if he becomes tomei on the 30th day, then you need to tell him to start his nezirus over because people might confuse it with the case where you said to begin with 30 days. Bar Pada would say, Rabbi Eliezer would say, I don't hold of that gzeira.
At least it's
yeah, and according to the Masna, we would say mix the same kikuloi, even though he became Tommy before he brought his Korbanos. Again, the Chachamim would say, according to the Masna, we're going to say mix the same kikuloi only if he brought his Korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Masna, is going to say that mix the same kikuloi always, even if he hasn't yet brought his Korbanos. So therefore, there's no days for him to lose anymore. Just he has to wait till he's Tahor, and then he can bring his Korbanos. Another case, Hareni Nozer Shloshim Yoim, but if he said I'm a Nozer 30 days, so he actually said the words 30 days, Nitmiyem Shloshim, so he says a call. Now if he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, he's going to lose everything. Even Rabbi Eliezer was going to agree to that because the fact is he said 30 days. And therefore, so now we can't say Mitzvah Kekulai, we can't say it's only Exeter Derabana, now we have to say that we need to hold him the 30 full days of Tarei. Another case, Hareni Nozer Meir Yoim. So now what if he says I'm a nozer for 100 days? Nitmaye meya soser as a call. So again, if he becomes Tomei on the 100th day, then he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer ain't a soser el a shloshim. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer says he's losing only 30 days. Now we're going to learn in the Gemara why Rabbi Eliezer says in that case 30 days. The reason is going to be because you have a pasuk that says zois todas hanozer. The Zois Tertas HaNozir, Rabbi Eliezer understands that to those extra words, which otherwise wouldn't have been necessary for the Pasuk, to be telling us that you can have a case where a Nozir becomes Tomei, and he doesn't have to start his whole Nozirus, but he needs the Torah of a Nozir. The Torah of a Nozir, of a standard Nozir, is 30 days. Therefore, there can be a case where he needs only an extra 30 days. So Tosfos discusses in some detail over here that when it came to a 30-day Nazirus, then Rebbe Eliezer was agreeing that he loses everything because if you're going to apply Bezois Tertas HaNozir, the fact is you need to assign him another 30 days. But when there's 100 days, you have, the Rebbe Eliezer says, you don't have to do the whole 100 days. The words Zois Tertas HaNozir teach us that he needs only another 30 days. So the Chachamim would disagree and say that he loses everything. They don't hold of that drasha from the pasuk. The words in the Torah are v'zois Torah sanozer b'yoyim melois. The expression in the pasuk is this is the Torah of the Nazir on the day that his nazirus is finished. Then he comes and brings his korbanos. So Rabbi Eliezer understands that to mean that if he becomes Tomei on Yom Melois, on the actual day, which is the end, which is the finishing of his Nezirus, even though he hasn't brought his Korbanos yet, then he only needs Torah HaNozir. He only needs the 30 days that are the regular Torah of a Nozir. So we're going to learn that later on. Actually, the Gemara is going to bring that up on Daf Chof. So we're not going to have it in the Gemara on our Mishnah. We're going to have it later on in our Perek that we're going to bring that Durasha. So therefore, so Rabbi Eliezer would say like this. It was a 100-day Nazirus. It's one thing he became Tomei earlier on the 99th or 98th or whatever day. Sure, I agree he has to start all over again. But now, because it was Yom Melois, it was the day of the finishing of the Nazirus, and therefore you have this pasuk, Zois Teres HaNozer, Yom Melois, that therefore, Rabbi Eliezer darshins from that, that it means that all you give him, that all you require him to do in that case is Teres HaNozer, which is 30 days. So therefore, he's going to be sprinkled with parah aduma water. Then he'll be tahor. Then he'll bring his korbanos tumah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is saying he's not starting his nazirus all the way over from the beginning. Just another 30 days, and then he'll bring his korbanos tahara.
And why is 30 days again?
So that's because Torah HaNozir, because we're saying the Torah of the Nozir, which is a minimum of 30 days.
Yeah. And he got tum the last day.
So he's got tum in the last, the 100th day, we're saying. No, so again, in the earlier case of the Mishnah, when he had a Nazirus of 30 days, Rabbi Eliezer, so now when he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that, Rabbi Eliezer, so now we say like this, the 30th day is Yom Melois, but Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, based on either Barpadas or the Masnas Svaras, that the 30th day is not really part of the Nazirus anymore, because he had just said Harini Nazir, he hadn't said Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So either we say Mitzvah Kekulai, or we say fundamentally the Nazirus is really only 29 days. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that he doesn't need to lose any days at all. All he needs to do is wait a week and bring his korbanos. But when he said Harini Nazir Meya Yom, he actually said the words 100 days. So then the 100th day is Yom Melois. The fact is, it is the end of his Nazirus, no matter how you put it. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, I agree he's going to have to lose days, but I don't say he should have to lose the whole 100 days he did so far. All he loses is 30 days because Torah HaNozir.
And and the cheshbon of 3 days because it's here.
Because that's the Torah of the Nazir. Because when the Torah says Torah san Nazir, Rabbi Eliezer understands that to mean that the minimum Torah of a Nazir is 30 days. Therefore, the Torah is implying that if he becomes Tamei on Yom Malois, on the last day of the term, then he gets another, then he needs another Torah san Nazir, another 30 days. Yeah. The Yom Malois, 10 by Torah san Nazir, is the Gemara's expression on Daf Chaf. Yeah. So in that case, then, so Rabbi Eliezer is saying he's losing 30 days. The Chum said he's losing all the days. Nitma yomei of the echad. Now, what happens if he becomes tamei on the 101st day? So then, sosa shloshim yom. Now, the Tanakhama says he's going to lose 30 days. The 101st day is already the Nazirus is over, but he hasn't yet brought his karbonus. Right, the fact until he brings his karbonus, then he's not complete. He's not finished yet. So therefore, now it's going to be a takana of the chachamim that. So now it says, so now according to Tosfos and according to the Rosh, it's going to be a takana of the chachamim that he loses 30 days. Again, according to them, he's not going to be bringing korbanos because you can't bring korbanos dirabanan. But dirabanan, we're going to make him keep another 30 days because otherwise that could easily be confused with the 100th day, which is the actual yom malos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in a soser of a shiva, and Rabbi Eliezer says that he only has to. Keep 7 days because he just has to wait until he's tahor.
Because
according to him, right, the same kikula works even without korbanos. The Chum are saying he's losing 30 days, so we had this drasha actually of ten like Torah Nazir. We brought most of this Mishnah, if not all of it, previously on Daf Hei Daf Vav when we were dealing with the Rav Masna and Bar Pada. So we said over there that according to the Chachamim, when you say that on the 101st day he becomes he needs another 30 days, that was because of a takana of the Chachamim. Because again, people might confuse it with the case of the 100th day. According to Rav Masna, we would say that the Mishnah is talking about where he actually said 100 complete days. But if he had said, I'm a Nazir just for 100 days and hadn't used the word complete, then we would say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mixasi and Kikulai, and therefore he only loses 7 days. Even Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say he loses 30 days. And according to Bar Pada, then... It doesn't matter whether he said shleimim or not. We would always say that there's the stakonas chachamim that he has to lose some days. But Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim are arguing how many.
One says seven, one says thirty.
Right, and that's when it was on the 100th day. And again, when it was on the that's when it was on the 101st day. Right. If it was on the 100th day, then you have according to the chachamim, he's losing everything, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's losing 30 days. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay.
The Eliezer and the chacham are similar. Here and there.
Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, so now we said in the Mishnah that if a person said, I'm a Nazir without specifying the number of days, which then is 30 days, and he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, then he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says he loses only 7 days. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is not losing everything? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds kol acha malois shiva soisu. Anytime he becomes tamei after malois, after the days of nazirus are over, even though he hasn't yet brought his korbanos, then he only loses 7 days just so he can become tahor in order to bring his korbanos. According to the Masna, the same Kikulai, and according to Bar Pada, you don't even need that because the Nazirus was actually over the day before anyhow.
They're arguing with the
Masna and Bar Pada are arguing within the Chachamim and within Rabbi Eliezer. They're Amiroyim, they can't argue with Tanoi. They could take a side if they wanted. They could say, for example, Rabbi Masna could conceivably say, I'm saying like Rabbi Eliezer, and Bar Pada say, I'm going like the Chachamim, but that's not what we said in the Misugi over there. We said both Rabbi Masna and Bar Pada want their opinions to work according to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and so each of them has to have a way of explaining the two opinions according to their respective Svara. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, when he said, that if he said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, he had to use the word 30 days, and it became Tomei on the 30th day, there the Mishnah said he loses everything, Rabbi Eliezer is not arguing, because we're talking about that he said whole days. And again, according to my Pada and Ramasna, do we mean that he actually used the word whole, or do we mean that he didn't? But once he said 30 days, then we consider as though he said whole. According to my Ramasna, it would have to be that he said whole days, because otherwise we'd still say that's the same kakula. According to my Pada, we don't need that. Normally Nazirus says 29 days, but here where he said 30, then obviously he means 30. So therefore, and my Pada doesn't hold him, but the same kakula. So therefore, according to him, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to agree that you lose everything. Now, practically speaking, I mean, it's not, what it is Rabbi Eliezer is saying that if you became Tomei on Yom Malois on the day when the Nazirus is completed, then you need 30 days. Well, here, 30 days is the entire Nazirus. So practically speaking, you're starting over. Then the Mishnah continued, Harini Nozir Meya Yom. Then you have the case where he says, I'm a Nozir for 100 days. The Nitma Yom Meya, and he became Tomei on the 100th day. So Sir Sakol. So then we said he loses everything. Rabbi Eliezer Omer and So Sir El Shloshim Yom. El Shloshim. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer says he loses only 30 days. Vachula, and we continue explaining the Mishnah. Kida Vinan Ba Libra Dabar Padre Rab Masna. We go with the whole explanation that we discussed before on Daf Hey Daf Vav, according to Bar Pada and according to the Master, respectively, why that should be the case. Why would the Chacham say he loses everything, and why would Rabbi Eliezer say that he's losing only 30 days? So the Chachamim are saying the Chacham don't hold of this drasha of B'yom Malois, 10 Lay Torah. So therefore, they say that it would be that the Yom Malois would be like any other day during the Nazirus. He loses the entire thing. Again, according to the Masna, we'd be saying because even though Mitzah Seim Kekuloi, the fact is he hasn't brought his Kobonus yet, and therefore it's still considered part of his Nazirus until he does. And according to Bar Pada, because since he said 100 days, then it's considered that he said 100 days Shleimim, 100 complete days, and therefore that till the end of the 100th day is still considered part of his Nazirus.
But that mixes Kulay.
So according to him, you don't say mixes him with Kulay. But in any case, according to anybody, you would, if he said Shleimim, if he actually said complete days, you wouldn't say mixes him with Kulay anyhow. So yeah, then you have within that, you have the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Do we say 10 Lo Torah that you only give him the Torah Sanozer 30 days, or do we make him start all over again? So that explains the mission. That explains the part of the Mishnah where he became Tomei on the 100th day, and then again you have the part where he became Tomei on the 101st day. So everything we can all understand it based on that sugya that we had in the first pair. The Rambam, I think, learns that actually in the case where we say that he loses 30 days or whatever, there would actually be cases. The halacha is like a chum, not like Rabbi Eliezer. But in the case we said, in the last case where we said that if he becomes Tomei on the 100th day, so shloshim yom, that he loses 30 days, and Tosfos learns that might be only derabbanon, the Rambam actually seems to hold that it would be deraisa, and he actually would bring the korbanos tumah and store it all over again. Or not store it all over, but store it for 30 days, because it was after Malois, but nevertheless, the fact is he became Tomei, and therefore he's going to be bringing the korbanos, unlike Tosfos, who learns that it was only derabbanon, and therefore there's no korbanos tumah, the Rambam would learn that he's actually losing those 30 days daraisa, not just the gzeira derabbanon, and therefore he's bringing the korbanos tumah and then doing the 30 days.
Then brings his
korbanos tamari. Okay. Mishnah says, Misha nozar vahu beveis hakvaris. If a person makes a neder of nazirus while he's in the cemetery, now, we know if a Nozir becomes Tomei, then he loses all the days that he counted so far, and he brings his Korbanos Tumah and starts all over again. Here, what happens is that when he made the Neder of Nazirus to begin with, he was sitting in a Beis HaKavaris. Even if he stayed there the entire 30 days, in Ola Maimon HaMinyan, those don't count towards the count of Nazirus. They're not counted as days of Nazirus. And therefore, he's not bringing a korban tumah at the end of them, because a korban tumah would only be for a nazir who was tahor and then became tamei. And over here, b'chlal, there were no days of nazirus that were tahor, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara, and therefore, there's no korbanos tumah for him to be bringing. By the way, we are going to talk about in the Gemara later. We are going to talk about later on in the Masechta. You do have types of Tumas Mes that a Nezirus does not have to start as Nezirus over for. Usually, we used to say that if a Nazir becomes Tamei during his Nezirus, usually we say he has to bring his Korbanos Tuma and start all over. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that it's not every type of Tuma from a mess that he has to do that. There are certain kinds of Tumas mess where all he has to do is be sprinkled with part Adam water and then resume his Nezirus after those 7 days. But he doesn't shave and he doesn't bring Korbanos Tuma. The Rambam learns according to the way the Lechem Mishnah understands that you could have cases over here where it depends, depending on the type of tumah that we're talking about over here. He may be bringing the korbanos or he may not, because depending how he became tumah. So the Mishnah continues, Yotzev and Nichnas, if he went out of the Beis HaKvaris and he went back in, and the Gemara is going to explain what it means is in between, he was sprinkled with Parah Adumah water and he went through the whole thing, so now he's Tahor again. So in other words, he made the Nezirus while he was in the Beis HaKvaris, then he left there, then he was sprinkled with Parah Adumah water, went through the whole 7 days, totaled the whole 9 yards, now he's Tahor, V'nichnas, and he went back into the cemetery. Then those do count, the days in between, count as days of Nezirus, and therefore the result is, or maybe Korban Tumah, and therefore he's bringing a Korban Tumah because now he's like a regular Nazir who became Tomei during his Nezirus. So now the Lechem Mishnah understands on the Rambam that actually what the Mishnah means is it's saying two different cases. There can be a case where the tumah that he became tumah with is a lesser kind of tumas mess, and therefore where he doesn't actually have to shave and bring korbanos at all. So those days actually count as part of his nezirus. Because in effect, the Rambam explains that all the cases we're going to learn later in the Masechta, where a person does not have to shave and bring his korbanos, really the Rambam says all those tumas min ames are only dirabon. So therefore, so those don't break up as nezirus. So therefore, the oilam lo min aminyan would be when it was a lesser kind, one of those lesser kind of tumas, and the mevi korban tumah would talk about where it was a greater kind, where he was tumah in some way, daraisa, where he's actually shaving and bringing his korbanos tumah. That's according to the Rambam. According to everybody else, Oilon Lamin Aminian doesn't mean that the days that he's Tomei count towards the Nezirus. It just means, in other words, that the days that passed until now count as that they count as days when he was a Nazir, and now, in other words, they were full-fledged Nezirus, and therefore now he's bringing the Korbanos of a Nazir Tomei. The Mishnah continues, though, Rabbi Yezer says, not always is he bringing a korban tuma, loy boy bayoy, not if he went back in on the very day that he became Tahor. So in other words, let's say, so he had made the Nezirus in the Beis HaKvaris, he went out of there, he became Tahor. Now on the day that he finished his Tara, which is, he was the seventh day of his tuma, where he was sprinkled with Parah Adumah water and dipped in the mikveh, now at that point his Nezirus can begin, because up until now it couldn't begin because he was Tomei. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says, if he goes into the Beis HaKvaris on that same day, then he's not bringing a korban tumah. Because the pasuk is vayomim, but he's shonim yiplu. The pasuk is the first days should fall away, implying ad shiyu lo yomim yishonim. It means that there have to be first days. There have to be at least 2 days that he can lose. So therefore, he would say that if the day that this happened or the next day he goes back into the Beis HaKvaris, nothing happens in terms of korbanos tumah, because the fact is he doesn't even have 2 days yet to lose. Not the next day. The next day, but he would, because he has the previous day and that day. So if he became Tahor, if he finished being sprinkled and everything on Sunday, and then that same day he went into the Beis HaKvaris, then there's nothing to lose, because that same day is the first day of his Nezirus. Rabbi Eliezer was saying, only if he goes into the Beis HaKvaris the second day, if he goes in Monday, then you can say, yes, now he's losing, that yesterday was a day of Nezirus, and today was supposed to have been a day of Nezirus, and he's losing them, so therefore that's when the Pasuk is saying that he brings Korbanos Tumah. So the Gemara starts off with a discussion related to this, which then we're going to bring in our Mishnah. Itmar, we have a discussion of Amiroyim. Misha Nozar Gohu Beis HaKvaris. If a person makes a Nedu of Nezirus while he's in the cemetery, where we said in the Mishnah that those days don't count as in Nezirus. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nezirus Chala Olav. Rabbi Yochanan says Nezirus is Chal on him, which has a number of implications. It would mean, in other words, that first of all, even while he's in the Beis HaKvaros over there, he's not allowed to drink wine or cut his hair. And in addition, if while he's in the Beis HaKvaros, people are warning him, you know, you're a nazir, you're not supposed to be there, get out. And he says, I don't care, I'm staying in here anyway. Then he would get malchus for that. The same thing, if he drank wine or whatever, he would also be getting malchus. So even though, in other words, the Mishnah is saying that in Olam Lamin Aminyan, Rabbi Yochanan would be saying that, the Mishnah doesn't mean that he's not a nazir at all. It means that his nazirus is still chal. Just they don't count as the days of his nazirus yet. He can't count them towards the 30 days or whatever that he's going to be a nazir. But the nazirus is chal on him in the sense that he's still also already in all the restrictions of a nazir. Rish Lakish Omer in nazirus chal olav. Rish Lakish says the nazirus is not chal on him at all. Now Tosfos says Rabbi Eliezer would agree. Rish Lakish would agree that it's also for him to do these things, but Rish Lakish would say he's not getting malchus for them. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nezirus Chal Olav. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that Nezirus is Chal on him, even though he's in the Beis HaKvaros? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Sava Mitva Tal Yuvakayma, the Nezirus that he declared is hanging there. It can't be Chal, it can't start yet because he's in the Beis HaKvaros. But Kibben Demashkacha Tara, as soon as it finds room for Tara, Chayla, then immediately it will be Chal. So therefore, even now, when he's in the Beis HaKvaros, then still the Nezirus to that extent can be Chal. And also, more to the point, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when he goes out of the Beis HaKvaros, automatically his Nezirus will be completely on him, in the sense he doesn't have to say again, I'll be a Nazir. The fact that he said it in the Beis HaKvaros is good enough to make that now his Nezirus will... So now Rabbi Yochanan is saying two things, in other words. Number one, while he's in there, already he's Chayav on all the things that a Nazir is chayav in. And second of all, when he goes out of there and becomes Tahar, the moment that he becomes Tahar, his Nazirus will automatically start, the days will automatically start counting down without him having to say anything again. Rish Lakish says the Nazirus is not chal on him at all for any purpose, meaning he's also to do these things, but he's not chayav malchus. And when he goes out of there, he's going to have to say something, because Rish Lakish says, E hodr v'omar, if he goes and says something after he comes out, chaylale, then the Nazirus will be chal on him, and if not, then not. Now, he doesn't have to say, I'll be a Nazir. Obviously, if he does, there's no chidush in it. We mean that he'll say, for example, that I'm accepting on myself what I said when I was in there. So he's not actually saying now again, I'll be a Nazir, but he's saying whatever it is that I said in there, I'm accepting that I will continue this that I said. So therefore, Rish Lakish says he needs that in order for the Nazirus to be Chal. If not, then it can't be Chal. Because he made the Nazirus while he was in the Beis HaKvaros. So Rabbi Yochanan says, So Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish, what about our Mishnah? Mishnah Nazar, Behu Beis HaKvaros. We said a person becomes a Nazir while he's in the cemetery. Afilo Hayasham Shloshim Yom. I mean, if he's there the entire 30 days, in Olam Min Aminyan, it doesn't count for the 30 days. In a maybe Korban Tumah, he doesn't bring a Korban Tumah. Now, implying, says Rabbi Yochanan, Korban Tumah would like Maisi. So the implication, he's not bringing a Korban Tumah. But it sounds like the Nazirus is Chal on him, just he doesn't bring a Korban Tumah because that's only for a Nazir who was Tahor and now became Tameh. So how can you tell me, Rish Lakish, that the Nazirus is not Chal on him at all? So Rish Lakish answers, that's not what the Mishnah means. Omalei Eina B'Torah's Tumah Ve'Eina B'Torah's Korban. What it means is he's not even in the Torah of Tumah or the Torah of a Korban. In other words, he's not shayach to those dinim at all. So even if, he's not shayach to those dinim at all. When the Mishnah says, Einim Mevi Korban Tumah, doesn't mean that he is a Nazir, but he's not bringing Korban Tumah. It means he's not really a Nazir at all. Only when he goes out of there and becomes Tahar and says, I will continue, I will accept on myself whatever it is that I said there in the cemetery, then he'll become a Nazir. But until that, when the Mishnah says, Einim Mevi Korban Tumah, just means he's not shayach to be bringing a Korban Tumah because he's not even really a Nazir yet. We'll continue that discussion tomorrow. Bez Hashem, with Rabbi Yochanan bringing various proofs against Rish Lakish, and then we're gonna continue and understand what their actual machlokes is.